Hello, listeners. Welcome to What Is. Welcome to 2021. And yeah, we're back with our first episode of the year. And this is a good one, guys. I promise you. I have with me two of my friends, Bryce and Katie. Katie actually works with me at Highland, and Bryce is her fiance, and I met him through her. They're two of the most exciting people that I know. And in a year of uncertainty and change, Bryce and Katie have honestly redefine what it is to live in a pandemic and make the most of every moment. And that, I think, would be a perfect topic to start off this year that we are so hopeful for, with the vaccine coming out and COVID hopefully almost over, would be an episode like this. So thank you, Bryce and Katie, for joining me on this episode of What Is, our first episode of the year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having us. Yeah, so Rudra gave, you know, a good introduction. I'm Bryce, and Katie is my fiance. And we, you know, when the pandemic hit, for us, it really gave us, I guess it was a blessing in disguise. It gave us an opportunity to travel the world and pursue something that a lot of people thought was kind of crazy. We ourselves thought it was kind of crazy at some points, and it was, but I think for us, it was definitely a blessing in disguise. So,
yeah. And what Bryce, I guess, is talking about here is Bryce and Katie decided to get a van and renovate it to be their home and travel through the country. But before we get into that, we'll start off by talking about last year. I think it was March when we decided to go remote, if I remember correctly. And you guys were living in downtown Chicago. So what went through your minds? Like, were you guys like, let's just pack up and not live in downtown anymore because we don't have to? What was your thought process once this whole pandemic started about life in general? Because you guys had just newly been engaged and all of those different things were happening. So just talk me through your thought process over there.
Yeah, I think, you know, we loved our apartment in downtown Chicago. We lived there for like about 3 years. We had a studio apartment that we shared. We really, really did enjoy living there. We had a great location. We were like 10 minutes walking from work. And we were really happy, but I think it just, we both really enjoyed traveling a lot. So it was kind of, I don't even know if it was before the pandemic started. Bryce, you probably remember better, but we were going on a run together and I was just like, you know what would be really cool? If we just like got a van and we could just, or I said an RV at that time. I was like, if we could get an RV and just like travel around the country and just see all of these sites, like that would just be amazing. And so we were like, yeah, that'd be really cool. But Bryce ended up losing his job, which is kind of what kicked it off, I would say.
Yeah, it was kind of the catalyst, I think, for us. That was really like, okay, well, like now this is like the opportunity. I mean, I don't have a job anymore. So it's like, that was something that was definitely holding us back, obviously. And so that's kind of what kickstarted it.
When you said that on your run, were you like, oh, that sounds like a great idea, but we can't do it because of a job? Or were you like, that sounds insane. There's no way. What? Like, what was your thought process, Bryce, in that conversation happened, I guess?
Yeah, I think, I think me and Katie are very similar that way, that like we really enjoy adventure. And so like when she said it, it like, it's funny because it wasn't even shocking to me like whatsoever. It's just like, oh yeah, that sounds awesome. And like I was like super on board right away. But and what's funny is initially our thought was it'd be cool to spend a week in every state still working. And do that for a year. And so that was our initial kind of the idea that Katie had thrown out there. But yeah, I think one obstacle that we realized right away was, okay, well, like that sounds cool, but really like how realistic is it? We both have jobs that we enjoy, that, you know, our careers are progressing pretty well. And then once the pandemic hit, my company went belly up basically right away.
Right.
And so it was like, okay, well, this is something to actually really think about. So what we did is we had like a whiteboard that we wrote down our pros and cons. And then we called some of our friends, we called our parents, and we wanted to get people's input on like, listen, if we're actually like, we're thinking about doing this, like, what do you guys think?
Right.
And yeah, so talking to some people, it really helped push us over the edge where we were like, okay, we're going to take this on and really go for it.
Yeah, we really kind of made that decision like basically in one night. Like it was like our lease was coming up and we made the pros and cons list. It was like, we're either going to do this or we're not.
Yeah. Wait, so you made the decision when you were in downtown Chicago, but I know you guys like went and stayed at Bryce's parents for like a little bit. So was just like a prep period before you guys decided to buy a van and move into it? You know, like, so this was planned out. This wasn't like it was impulsive that you were going to do it. But then when you decided to do it, then you had to plan it all out. It wasn't like, let's just go buy a van tomorrow and do it tomorrow. Like, you know, something like that, right?
Yeah, I think the process of buying the van took a lot longer than we thought it would. So it was like, we decided that we were going to do it. And so we left our apartment behind. We didn't end up re-signing our lease and we moved out. We moved in with Bryce's parents. But then it was like, okay, we don't have the van yet. That's like a really big purchase that we need to make. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make sure that we could continue to build our careers while living in the van.
Yep.
So Bryce didn't have a job at the time, but we were like, okay, we should make sure Bryce can find a fully remote job before we actually make the van purchase. Okay. So we were trying to do that. There was just like a long, stressful period of time where it was like we were in this limbo. It was like we knew we wanted to do this, but there were a lot of pieces that still needed to like fall into place. So we would just take long walks and drink tea and talk about whether we were going to do it or not.
Yeah. Like, what was those walks like? Like, was there ever a point where you're like, actually, like this, we made this decision, but maybe we're not ready yet? Like, were there points of doubt where you didn't think it was the right time, even after you decided you were going to do it this year? Or was it always like, we're going to do it, we just need to work towards it, you know?
Yeah, I think there were some points of doubt, I guess you could say, where I specifically remember one time where we were going for a walk and we had spent like, this was coming up on, I don't know, like maybe 3 months of us. We were really focused on trying to look for a used van so we could really save as much money as possible. And it was just very hard to find a van that we were comfortable really putting so much time and money and effort into, that we didn't want to break down or like things to go wrong. And so we spent a couple months and I think, you know, we were going for a walk and it was really just trying to figure out like, okay, is this something that like we are gonna like actually do, buy a used van and like put all this money into it? And I think I was just like, listen, like some things might go wrong, but this is something that if we're gonna do, we just gotta like jump into it. And like, maybe at this point, it's time for us to just spend the money, buy it a new van and really just take it head on. And if things go wrong, then we'll just deal with it as it comes. And I think that's kind of where we were like, okay, like let's do this. And then we ended up buying a brand new van. So.
Oh, nice. Perfect. That's perfect transition. So you, one day you decided let's do this and you bought a new van, right? And you had a plan as to what you, because a van is like, it comes with a regular van, like there are seats and there's a normal seat. Like, did you guys have any experience renovating like homes before or anything of that sort where you were like, okay, like we're going to redo this whole van? Like, how, what was that, like that process? Once you bought the van, that's when the actual work started, right? To renovate that whole thing.
Yeah. And I think one thing for us that made us really lucky is my dad is a carpenter and he's been a carpenter for 20 something years. And so he has a ton of experience doing that. But what's funny is growing up, I never got into any of that. And so I had no experience going in. I knew nothing about carpentry, plumbing, none of that stuff. And so having my dad's help in some of that was key, I think, in the success of actually building the van. But it was kind of funny, I think in our minds that we've gone through so many steps getting to where we are of building out the van that I think once we bought it, in our minds, we were like, okay, we're almost there. Like we're almost on the road, you know? And then it was like, once we got it, we were like, we felt so close. And then it was like, we made the bed frame. And me and Katie were talking about it and we were like, oh my gosh, we're like, we're right there. We're so close. And we did that for, I don't know, 2 months, that it was just 10-hour days of us being like, oh, just one more thing and we're right there. But it was a long process for sure.
Oh yeah, I remember like getting the bed frame done, which is like basically the first thing we did, and I was like, wow, this van's like done. Like I was like, let's hit the road. And then like months later.
Wow, so it did take a couple of months after you guys bought the van, right? Like, so
yeah,
I mean, I saw the video on YouTube, and to our listeners, I'll post a link on here for you guys, have to check out this video because you'll see the van. You'll be like, oh my God, I want to live in that. So, but like, I saw the video of the van being done and it looked like a lot of work. Like you guys changed everything. You put electrical circuits, you put like a stove, you had your sink, your water filters, you built a whole bathtub, you had like everything, because you had to plan for living in this van for like a year almost. So everything had to be thought out through, so it took its time. So were there points when you were doing this like yes, you thought, oh, we're so close, we're done, we need to get on the road now? Were there points where you're just like, maybe this project is too big? Like, were there, again, questions of doubt? Like, what are we doing? Or was it always like just like exciting? Like, oh my God, we're doing this together. We're bonding. We're building this something for ourselves together. So what was the mentality through that whole process, I guess?
I think once we had the van, I didn't have a lot of doubt. Prior to buying the van, in between moving out, moving in with the in-laws and not actually having the van yet, there's a lot of doubt and stress and like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Is this a bad idea? But once we had the van, I was like, oh, it's too late now. Like we're in it, like this is happening. And it was just fun. And I think really we just had so much help that like really made me feel a lot more comfortable. Like when I say like it takes a village, like it took a village. Like we had Bryce's dad, mm-hmm. helping us a ton, his wife Stephanie, who's like amazing. They're just like the most supportive, like incredible people you'll ever meet. So they just like really made the whole process run super smoothly. And I think like I had this idea that the van needed to be like perfect, you know, like it was going to be like this amazing like perfect house. And Bryce's dad Randy just like totally helped me get past that like perfectionism like thing so quickly. He has this saying that he always says when something like isn't exactly right, he just says, ah, it adds character. And like I was just throwing out that phrase left and right by the end of the van build. I was like, ah, yeah, it's not completely straight, well, adds character, it'll be fine. And now it just like really like grew to love all the little things about our van that like maybe wasn't like completely the way I imagined it, and just makes it so much more special.
Yeah. And that's exciting because you guys were doing 8-hour days of work. It wasn't that you guys took off your days of work to work on this van. It was like you did 8 hours every day, and then the evenings or over the weekends, you're working on the van. You were building this home for yourselves almost, right? So that's awesome to have that like help that you have that can help you through this thing, but also to have each other. Did you guys feel like it made you guys learn stuff about yourselves more and like kind of got you guys closer through the process of building this home together almost?
Yeah, well, so Bryce was still looking for a new job. Mm-hmm. We ended up purchasing the van before Bryce had the full-time job just because of the timing of everything. It was like really hard to find a job during the beginning of the pandemic. And so we were like, you know what, we just got to commit to this. So Bryce was working all day on the van. And then I would get done with work at like 5 and I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to work on the van. And he'd already been working on it since like 6 a.m. or whatever. And then diving in. And so that was definitely like a lot, I think, for us both. I think that we definitely like grew. I don't know. Bryce and I we've always been just very close, I guess. Like, I think we moved in together probably like a week after we.
Yeah.
Why? That's insane. That's awesome.
We just like had this cosmic connection, I think. I don't know. We just always been very, very comfortable around each other. So I don't know that, like, I don't know. I think we definitely probably grew in our relationship and have grown even since living in the van. But I'd like to hear your opinion, Bryce. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that. And I think there's certain things that definitely, like, I think we learned about each other, especially as we've began to like live in the van. Like one thing I can say is that Katie, when she wakes up and the bed's not made, after we just slept in it, she starts to have a hard time with that. And I think those are things that you, that we've definitely learned, we'll learn some of that stuff, but I think it definitely brought us closer in that the amount of work that we put in to like build mm-hmm. this thing together. Yep. And like we can, and there's like almost every night, I swear, like while we're like laying there, I'll just be like, that's so cool. Like we built this thing like mm-hmm. ourselves, like we built this together. And so I think that's cool that we can sit there and say that we really put the time in together to build this thing that, that we now, you know, supports us and that we live in full time. So,
yeah. Yeah, no. And so, yeah, as you brought up, so you've learned things about yourselves while living in the van as well. And so you guys have been, so you guys decided, okay, it's ready now. What was the step where you were like, it's ready now? What was the last piece of the finishing puzzle where you're like, it's ready now? And then what was the, like, did you guys sit down and make a map of where you guys wanted to go? What was that planning like? Like once the van was ready, van life was ready to go, what happened?
Yeah. So before we moved out of our apartment, we were like, making maps and like coming up with lists of things that we wanted to do. And I remember specifically saying that I'm not going to go live in a van unless I know exactly the route that we're going and the places that we're going to stay. And we have this plan. And then that didn't happen at all. Like, we were like, we really wanted to get it done by like the early fall. And it was like beginning of November and we were just like slapping things together. Like we ended up leaving on like a Friday at like almost 9 p.m. We made it like a mile and we stopped for Jersey Mike's and like had no idea where we were going. We didn't even know where we were sleeping the first night. Like it was just like, we just decided that we just needed to go or else we were always going to be like finding things that we were like, we could also just like make that little touch up, you know, like paint that there, hang that up. We were like, you know what, let's just hit the road. We can do whatever else we need to do on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, the first night we slept in a Flying J parking lot.
Yeah, I guess. Parking
lot. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So that whole there wasn't a plan. There was just like we've gone on the road, we're gonna go, and how long has it been now? Sorry, I don't have the exact timeline, but has it been like 8 months, 6 months?
It's been like
three, four
months that you guys have been. And how many, like, so tell me, like, cool stats, like how many states have you guys covered? Like what are the coolest things you guys have seen on these trips? And what's the plan? Is the plan to be on this for another 6-8 months? Where are we looking at? One life for life? Like, I don't know.
I think initially we were like, okay, we're going to do this for a year and hit all 48 contiguous states. But I think that it has kind of developed into, at least in my opinion, something more. And I've always kind of thought this might happen where it's like, we've gone and seen so many cool things, but like we were in Colorado for, I don't know, maybe a month, but during the middle of winter. And it's like, okay, well, I'd like to go back to Colorado and see those same things during the spring, you know, during different times of the year. And so I think it's hard to really put a timeline on it to be like, oh, this is going to happen for a year. And I think that's one of the great things about van life is that you don't tie yourself down by those things. You don't tie yourself down by, oh, we're stuck to this exact timeline. We have to be here at this specific time. And so I think we've kind of maybe gotten away from the, oh, we're going to do it for 1 year. And you know, that's it. I think it's kind of, you know, see things that we want to see. And whenever that ends, that's kind of our timeline.
That makes sense.
I think the year was a little easier for people to process too, just from like the beginning. I know my parents had kind of a hard time wrapping their heads around the idea. So I think, you know, putting like a time frame on it helped them kind of
accept feel, it more,
a little more comfortable about it. So I think that That definitely helped. Now I think they kind of realized too that it wasn't going to be a year after like a couple months. They were like, it's not going to happen. But now they love it. Now they're super excited about it. My dad's always telling everyone about our YouTube channel. So that's pretty hype.
Right. But I mean, so a year is not a timeline anymore, but like, were there challenges? Like, because you guys are working, you guys both need Wi-Fi. Also, I think when you guys left, you had minimized a lot, right? Like, you don't have enough space like you would have in a house to take everything you wanted to take. I don't, like, just seeing the video that I did, like, I saw the closet space that you guys have had and compressed all your clothes into the small, tiny packets and all that stuff. So, like, does that, like, has that been, a positive thing in your life? Like, oh my God, we can live with just this and we're so happy about it. Also, how did you kind of, like, come to decide what you were going to keep and how you're going to keep the Wi-Fi and all that stuff going? What happened there?
Yeah, I think that was definitely, I guess, a concern is paring down our stuff. But I've always enjoyed having less stuff. Like, I think I realized that in college. I went on some backpacking trips. I like love backpacking. And I just realized like pretty quickly in that sort of setting that having less stuff is great. It's just like, it's so freeing. You feel so much more like comfortable. At least that's my experience. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of excited about that prospect of it. I think now that it actually happened is like a little bit of a processing time to figure out what you needed. Mm-hmm. I think kind of a funny part of that is that when we moved out of our apartment, that's when we decided to do our kind of like van life packing. We were like, all right, we'll pare it down here, like before we even had the van.
Yeah.
And that amount of stuff that we thought was going to fit in the van was like way more than actually would fit in the van. Like that stage of paring down was like, no, that's not. Yeah. Then we ended up with like these tiny little cabinets and it was like, all right, so you get like one t-shirt, one pair of pants, like really pare it down from there. But yeah, no, that the experience I think of having less stuff, having the smaller space, it's just like I think we could fit more in the van than what we have now, but having a lot of stuff in there just gets so annoying so quickly. Like we have this one shelf that's just like this catch-all shelf where we just throw all our stuff that we don't know where to put it. Yeah. And it always is disorganized. And then you end up having too much stuff in there. Bryce cleans it out like once a month and gets annoyed with me for shoving all my stuff in there. So I think having a small space can be really good as long as you don't over cram it with stuff. That's when it starts to get really frustrating.
I think we were lucky too that both of our parents, we didn't throw out a lot of our stuff. We are like, so basically storing, we got rid of a lot, but we also still have quite a bit that we're storing in their basements. So that's been ideal and that we have that option for sure. But like Katie said, as far as like actually living in the van and like being able to pare down so much, I think has, it's like somewhat freeing that you have, that you're not worried about like going out and like buying nice clothes and like, having a ton of clutter. I think that's something that I've really enjoyed is getting rid of some of that stuff and living more minimalistic.
Mm-hmm. No, that definitely makes sense. Like you see those documentaries and you often wonder like how true it is until you actually live that life, and then you're like, no, this makes sense. Like you don't really need 7 pairs of shoes to live your life or anything of that sort, or like 6 sweatshirts. Like that doesn't matter. Like, in the bigger scheme of things, you're happy with the smaller things, and it just is less stressful because you're not worried about everything that you own anymore. And so I could totally see that, and it's definitely inspiring to see people that I know live that life, and it's awesome. So then talking about like Wi-Fi signal, what happened there? What do you guys do for that?
So we have a Wii Boost that we installed in the van that boosts our cell signal. And so we worked off of, well, Katie mostly for the first little bit as I was waiting for my job to start and looking for a new job, I guess. She was just working off of that using our cell phone hotspots and the Wii Boost to boost the signal. But we quickly realized that we ran through our cell phone hotspot very quickly. And so we ended up buying like a dedicated, it's called like a Verizon Jetpack. That's just a designated hotspot. And so we've worked off that. We'll go to coffee shops and use their Wi-Fi sometimes. Panera was running this thing where you get like a month free coffee thing. And so we signed up for that and then worked from a couple Paneras. And yeah, I mean, we've used many methods to get Wi-Fi.
I think another one is if you're an Xfinity member, they have these free Wi-Fi locations like all over the country. So my parents have Xfinity, so they have like these outdoor Wi-Fi signals. So we just kind of will drive
Find
to
one of those,
park there and use that Wi-Fi, which works pretty well too. But I think it was definitely a area of stress. I think maybe one of the most things.
Yeah.
The highest things that stress us out the most living in the van now is like the working and having to find the signal and making sure you have good signal.
Exactly. Because of remote calls, that's got to be a stress. Like I remember I was staying over Thanksgiving, we went to like Redding, California. I was supposed to work two of those days and the Airbnb we were staying at didn't have proper Wi-Fi. And I woke up in the morning, I'm like, I need to find Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I went to this like random petrol bunk, found a coffee shop, mooched off their wife, and I'm like, this is insane, like how dependent we are on good Wi-Fi to get our work done these days. So that's awesome that like you guys have found that creative way to get past that, and it's not been an issue. Because I was talking to Katie the other day on a call, I'm like, how are you getting such good Wi-Fi to be on calls all day? She's like, a lot of things. And I'm like, that's really cool. So I thought we should bring that up. Apart from that, has there been any major challenges that you guys have felt living in the van, like showers or like cooking? Like all, like, I know
every day is a challenge.
Tell me some of those stories because I'm interested.
So one thing, I think our YouTube channel is interesting because, and I think a lot of van life YouTube channels kind of fall into this where they tend to show like the nice parts about van life, but there are definitely parts that are not super glamorous. For example, when we were staying in like really cold places throughout the winter, our like PVC pipes, like our plumbing would freeze like all the time. And I would have to get under there with hot water and like shoot the hot water up into the pipes to like try to like melt it so like we could like run our water again. And like certain things like that, it's just like, that stuff starts to like, we don't show that stuff. And I think that's something that, you know, people would actually enjoy seeing, but there's definitely parts that are super challenging, like your pipes freezing all the time or living in cold places for a while, our water heater actually started leaking and then we had to fix that, which that was a project and there was a lot of arguing that went into that project.
Yeah, I think that was a big one. The water heater leaking was really stressful because then we were just losing our water, which is like, you know, a limited supply. Like everything's in limited supply. It really makes you appreciate like everything that you have when you're not living in a van. Because, you know, we have a 33-gallon water tank, which is pretty big. But like the first week we stayed in the van, we ran through our water tank in like 2 days. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, how are we going to get a handle on this? I think another big issue we had when we were in snowy places, we got stuck in a snowbank in Yellowstone, like the west side of Yellowstone National Park, right around Christmas time. Like our van was just like stuck like on the side of this road, like it wasn't going anywhere because we didn't have snow tires or chains or really anything. So we spent like maybe a half an hour trying to dig it out and get it out of the spot before, this group of snowmobilers just happened to be coming down this snowmobiling trail, and like the nicest group of like six men just push all on our van with Bryce also pushing on the front while I was like pedal to the metal, like in reverse, trying to push us out of the snowbank, and we got out, which was like totally a miracle. Thanks to those people. But yeah, there's just like always something's broken or wrong, but that's kind of what makes it fun. It's like constant problem solving.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta be it, right? Like in those moments, it's challenging. It's frustrating even, and you're figuring out how to live those things. But once those times are passed, you look back on those things, you've gained a new skill about when Bryce like pipes freeze over, how do you take care of those? Or when your water heater is leaking, or when something like when you are stuck in these situations, you figured out how to kind of get out of those problems. So do you feel like, and as you mentioned, Katie, like you get really good at understanding and appreciating what you normally would take for granted. Like 33 gallons of water is a lot of water, but if we're all using that in like 2 days, that we don't realize that when we're using it at home, we'll take a long shower and we're like, oh, that's such a relaxing thing, but we're wasting so much resources, right? Like, so do you think like there's advice or like learnings from here that you could kind of tell our listeners that you think you've realized that you think is valuable, almost, whether that's mentally or just physically even, you know?
Yeah, I think we've been able to learn a lot of things, been able to appreciate a lot of things. I think the water is a great example. Having heat when you're in a cold place, like there's times that we'll be like running out of propane and like we're in the winter and it's like, you don't realize, I guess it's so easy to take for granted just the shelter that you have that some people don't have, you know, like if we run out of heat, we might be like literally in freezing cold weather just for the night, with no way to cook, no way to stay warm aside from just blankets and things. And so I think, you know, all those sort of things are really able to appreciate a little bit more by living this lifestyle. And even electricity, we run out of electricity when we were staying in really cold places. We were up in Telluride, Colorado, and it was snowing for days and there was like no sunlight. Our electricity all comes from like solar. So we have solar panels on the roof, and we ran out of electricity, which meant our fridge stopped running. And so our food was going bad. We didn't have lights. We couldn't charge our electronics. And so, yeah, just literally, if you want to appreciate like all the little things that you take for granted and don't realize you're taking for granted.
Yeah.
It's a great way to do it.
Definitely.
I think I've started falling into habits now, even after just a couple months, every once in a while, we'll like somebody we know will like stay at their place, or they'll like right now we're staying in the Four Seasons, actually. Somebody that I know is letting us stay here for the week. But I've fallen into these habits now where theoretically we just have an unlimited amount of water that I can just run to brush my teeth. Yeah. But I will turn it on so it has like the smallest possible stream running still. And like, I'll like get my toothbrush wet really quick and then shut it off. It's just like this habit of like, I like understand that. And I think that it makes us a little more conscious of what we're using and how, how when we're living in a van that is so limited. It's definitely like made me have some very different habits compared to the normal person, I guess.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. And I think like too, when we're staying at places that we're not staying in the van, I just have this weird feeling that I'm like cheating on the van. Like I feel like kind of weird. Like I'm like, should we just go sleep in the van right now?
That's hilarious. That's awesome. That's actually really interesting. So do you feel like whenever you guys do decide that like, you know, you've lived the van life and you want to come back and settle, like get an apartment or something, are you like, do you ever feel like nervous about that now? Because you're so used to this way of life that you're living and like that space, that like minimalistic lifestyle that you kind of have now embodied and are really comfortable in might kind of go away. Is that something that makes you guys nervous, or are you guys excited that like when that happens, we're going to appreciate everything more and it's just going to be exciting, you know?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's some things that I'm excited about to just, you know, live full time in like a normal house again, or an apartment, and just having somewhere that you don't really have to worry about running out of power. You don't have to worry about running out of water. Like those things are things that I'm like, okay, that's kind of nice when you have that, or you just have a shower that you can sit there and take a warm shower for 20 minutes if you want to. But I think the one thing that I don't know if nervous is the right word, but that I'm not very excited about is the fact that when you live in a house like that or an apartment, you can't just go travel all the time to different places. It has to become more of a plan that you have to set up this thing where it's like, oh, this weekend we're going to go here, or in 2 months we're going to take a trip out west. And I think that's something that I'm not super excited about. So I think there's pros and cons, but
Yeah, I think so. I think I agree with that. I think like listing all these like issues that come about with the van, there's also like so many pros that come with it. Like I always say, I feel like a little snail, like carrying my shell on my back. Like it's amazing to have your whole house with you wherever you go. Like you go to the grocery store, you just put everything right into your refrigerator. Like you don't even have to like bring it from the car to your door. Like it's just like right there. And like, you know, you get cold, you need a jacket. It's like, oh, well, you have it because you have your whole
Or
house
home with
with
you,
you at all times. So that's like pretty incredible. And I think definitely that's going to get used to not having that anymore. But I just think that Bryce and I will always have small spaces. I think this has taught us to appreciate small spaces. Like our apartment was really small and we downsized to this van. And I think our next plan would be to hopefully do like a tiny house or something like that versus like going to like full on, like, you know, normal lifestyle. Like, I
Bungalows
don't
with like
think,
parking garages filled with stuff.
I don't think this will be our last like alternative lifestyle choice. So I think we have more fun and
Well, I'm
things ahead of
excited.
us
I mean,
there.
I'm excited to interview you guys again when you guys decide to do that. But that's awesome. That's really cool to hear. I mean, I'm sure like the views have to be amazing whenever you're working, right? Like you're like just looking at like the beautiful, like different sceneries every day. If you want to go to a warm place, you're allowed to do that. So like that kind of travel freedom is really rare. And in a time like COVID, when everybody else is like stuck at home and like that, like to have like, was that another reason why you guys thought that this is the perfect time to do it? Is because we were in a pandemic and there wasn't a lot going on. Like restaurants have been shut. Like activities in the city are like quieted down. Like I'm living in the city right now, and I'm like on a weekend or even on a weeknight, I'm just like, what do I do today? There's not a whole lot for me to do outside of what I was doing for a living. Like, but with, yeah, so is that something that also like factored into your decision and to doing this?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I mean, again, it kind of was the catalyst for us doing this. I think it's an idea that we had, and it almost forced our hand into it. And I think that, you know, we're very blessed to have this opportunity to go out and see such cool things in the world. I think there's just so many things to really see and experience out there. And this really gave us the opportunity, you know, where instead of what most people are doing are sitting home or in somewhat quarantine, right? But our quarantine is a little bit different, where we're able to go quarantine, you know, in a mountain somewhere, or you know, maybe next to a lake, and things like that. And I think that's something that I think is pretty enjoyable, to really go out there and be able to experience so many cool things during these absolutely crazy times.
Yeah, I think it also brought about the question for us of like whether that made it a poor time to do this because there might be things that we weren't able to do. So, you know, we'd have the chance to travel to all of these different states, but are we going to go to a certain state and not be able to check out this museum we want to check out because everything's shut down? And so that was definitely something that we were maybe a little concerned about, but we've really been able to take like and explore the outdoor side of things. And as things have been able to opening back up, you know, we've been wearing our masks and checking them out as we can. So that's been cool as well.
That's awesome. Well, last couple of questions because we're coming up on time, and I could keep talking to you guys about this because this is so fascinating. But for future van lifers that are thinking about it, looking at your videos, I'm like, oh my God, this looks so cool. Like, we want to do it too. Any pieces of like advice or encourage words of encouragement, maybe, you know, to like allow them to, I guess, push to do what they want to do or even are considering doing it, you know?
Yeah, I think a couple pieces of advice. I think one is just do it. Honestly, things are going to happen that are not ideal, and but I think once you really launch yourself into it, you're going to figure it out. It might be tough at some points, you know, and things are going to go wrong, but if you really just throw yourself into it, you're going to force yourself to figure it out. And I think the other thing is, Katie brought this up earlier, is don't strive for perfection. I think that's something that makes our van unique. And again, it adds character. When things are a little, might be out of square here, or this thing is a little bit slanted, or this piece is like falling off. I think, that's so don't strive for perfection, because it's the imperfections are what makes it yours. And really just go for it. You're going to figure it out as you go. And part of the, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So.
Journey. Nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the journey because I think when I was leaving our apartment, I was like so ready to get into the van and do it. And I just like grew to appreciate the time that we were able to spend with, family. And that process of just building it out is like just memories that we're just, I know we're gonna cherish like forever.
Yeah.
It was just such an amazing, fun time. So I think, yeah, appreciating the journey of building it out and the journey of once you have the van exploring is just really great advice. But yeah, I think I agree. If you're like feeling like it's going to be a lifestyle that you would enjoy, I think you just got to dive in. Like for me, I don't think it was a question really of like whether it would be something we would enjoy. Like as soon as we had that thought, it was just like, oh yeah, we just like this would just be amazing. Like there was no question in my mind that we wouldn't love it. And so I think if you feel that way and your heart's just in it, it's just all gonna work out. So you gotta do
Gotta do it.
it.
Have to take that leap of faith. Amazing. Well, this brings me to my last question. Actually, I had two more questions, but we'll see if we have time. But my last question to you guys is, what's your favorite part about your van? Do you guys have one thing that you guys love the most about it? Why is that your favorite piece of it?
Katie, do you have a thought?
I want you to go first.
Okay. I think this is tough. This is a tough question. I don't know that I have something that's like, oh wow, this is my favorite. If people have like watched our YouTube, or like follow us whatsoever, you probably know that what makes our van a little bit different and that vast majority of people don't have is our bathtub. And that's pretty cool, but there are complications that come with a bathtub. It's not like we just sit there every day and take this warm bath that we just soak for 30 minutes. That's just not realistic with the amount of water we have. So is it cool to have that ability and that possibility? Yes. I think it's also cool that we built it ourselves. And so that is, I think the bathtub could be my favorite, but not in the way that like a lot of people probably imagine we use our bathtub. I think it might be our favorite because it's a project, it's a big project that we took on. It turned out how we basically wanted it to turn out. And it makes our van, again, a lot different than other people's vans.
Nice. Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that my favorite thing is that I get to live in the van with Bryce,
Wow, look at
And
that. She's
second to that is the ceiling. I really
lying.
wanted this ceiling design that we decided to go with. We have this beautiful cedar ceiling that is in a semi-herringbone pattern. So it basically makes an arrow that points out our back door into nature, which
Nice.
I think is really cool. So that was really awesome that we were able to pull that off with lots of help.
That sounds perfect. I think we do have time to squeeze this last question in. Once you guys are done with van life, what are you guys going to Airbnb this van out, or is it just going to be something you're going to keep for the rest of your life? Like, what happened to the van?
Gosh, that
That's
is a question.
the
I don't have an answer to that
question.
question. I do not know. I think I go back and forth on, oh, let's sell it. And yeah, I think we could make money on it. And at the same time, I'm like, well, we put so much work in. Do I really want to get rid of this thing? Like, this is
Yeah,
our
it's
home.
yours. Yeah.
Yeah, I get so attached to things. Like, I cried when we left our apartment. I cried.
Yeah.
We had to sell my car in order to buy the van. We ended up selling my car that I've had for a long time since like high school and just like loved. And so we sold that and I cried during that too. So there's just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sell the van. Like I might just cry. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess, yeah. I think Airbnb-ing it would be really cool. Yeah. And you could, there's also services where you could rent your van out just to people who want to, you know, try it for like a month or like weekend. Yeah. And so that would be kind of cool to just get people who are interested in checking out the lifestyle to give them that opportunity to check it out.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's perfect. You don't need to know that now. And you have a long journey ahead that you're going to enjoy with it. And I'll let the listeners know when they know more about it as well. But thank you guys so much for doing this. I mean, this is such a blast. I really, really loved learning all about that. And just thank you for taking the time to telling me about your life a little bit.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks a bunch, Rudra.
Yeah,
thank
you.
We really had a great time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
So that was What is Van Life? I really loved that episode, and I really hope you guys did too. Well, have a great rest of your day, everybody, and stay safe. Bye.